Fernando.
WQFM, KMBQ, HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. What's trending on Twitter this morning is your first concert. It's also trending on our texting hotline at 888-456-9970.
We all said ours. Now, my first one was George Strait. That was with my parents. My first one by myself. There's old good old George. It's my mom's favorite artist. She just thinks he's so hot in his Wranglers. I've never seen, my mom doesn't like, I won't say sexualized. My mom doesn't talk about how good looking guys are. It's not her style. Mm-hmm. This is the only one.
Ooh.
She just thinks he's the hottest thing ever. And
he's handsome.
To see him. That was my first concert ever. But my first concert by myself, I'm embarrassed to say it, but it's because your kiss is on my lips.
That's a great first concert.
Your kiss, I can't resist.
I went to see them a couple years ago at the Greek Theater.
It's queer.
I mean, it
is a big old homo.
My friend
time.
Patty and I, we had the best time. Yeah. We didn't want the concert
a big
to end.
Homo.
I know.
And that's
She's
why
not.
I went. And that's why I went for my first concert. I mean, that couldn't be. I was driving over to the Coca-Cola Starplex in Dallas. That's
Poor
when
Shan.
I lied. My mom thinks I lied to go to the Galleria, which I did, but I lied to drive to Dallas to go to that concert. I was forbidden to drive to Dallas.
I would have lied for Hall & Oates.
And I lied to get to the Hall & Oates concert. That's
Shan's
how bad
like,
I wanted to go.
I don't know.
Who
would
know?
No,
Hall
&
Oates. She's a man
know, right?
eater.
If we're playing some songs.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
You know that one.
I can't
one.
Go for that. No can do.
Not
no.
that
you
one.
Know.
I know
you
that
know that one.
I don't
know.
She's
uh-huh.
a man eater. Yeah. We got it. We got it. A lot of you went to New Kids on the Block.
Oh, yeah.
That's what tons of people are texting.
When you think about, like, how huge they were back in the day and, like, how, I mean, people, I mean, kids were feverish for them. I mean, that had to be your
they
first concert.
They still are.
Oh, yeah, to this day.
You know what? I'm only mentioning this one because he just died. Kim, you should not have texted this to me because I'm dying. Captain and Tennille was their first concert.
Who is that?
He just died.
Wow.
Captain just died.
Yeah, the captain died, but Tony Tennille's still around.
Oh, my Lord. Kim.
That doesn't ring a bell.
You got to keep that. I hope you was too.
We do. We're like, I mean, we're going through the decades here because, I mean, you got New Kids on the Block. I know a few of you. Some of our, I know I saw some on our Instagram said Poptopia was their first concert, which is pretty amazing.
Uh-huh.
As well. What was it for you?
Good morning. How are you guys? Hi,
Sam. Yeah, who's your first concert?
So mine was New Kids on the Block, 1990 Oakland Coliseum.
Hey, and my kids who was the hottie for you?
Back then it was Jordan.
Of course.
And I had his doll, which I handed down to my daughter, Andrea. And you know how back then they had the ponytails and all that?
Right?
She
like
ended up cutting it off.
No!
Oh, my gosh.
I was devastated. I was like, what did you do? She's like, I'm sorry. I didn't like it.
That is hilarious. Oh, glue wow. it back on.
Yeah. Get a weave for your
right.
doll.
She threw it away.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Keep those coming at 888-456-9970, your first concert. So much fun talking about first concerts. Which was the first for you at 888-456-9970? It's what's trending on Twitter today. We all went around the room here and found our first ones. Just to remind you, Shan, I still think yours is awesome.
Hell yeah, dude.
And you said she just came back or there was a musical about
her? No, it was a musical about her and Emilio Estefan's life. I saw it at, I want to say, not the Warfield, the SHN Theater.
And the girl that played her could sing?
Hella good. Yeah, it was so good. You guys need to go. When
well,
she
it's
comes
gone.
Back. Oh, well. Rip.
Those shows only stay for 2-3 weeks, girl.
Oh,
that's
man.
You should have told us
out.
When it happened.
Yeah, I know. We could have used that review.
I'm waiting for Hamilton to hit that SHN. What was your first concert? 888-456-9970.
BJ, what was it?
The best concert ever. My favorite of all time, the Spice Girls.
Hey! I regret never going to a Spice Girls show. I really do.
Nope. My godmother said me, and I have even better news. Guess what?
What?
I'm going to see them this May in England with my little sister.
Hey,
oh,
all
nice. Right. But that's without Victoria, right?
Yeah, it's I'm ashamed because I was her for Halloween in fifth grade, and now
she's going to do it. And now she's abandoning the group.
Yeah, but I still love them, and I hope she changes her mind.
Well, we'll see.
She's not gonna change. She ain't going to. Yeah, all the other four, they hope she changes her mind too.
Right.
But that ain't going to happen.
Rehearsals are
happening. Still going to be good. There's four of them.
Yes.
You're not going to miss one. Mm. It's going to be good.
Unless she was like your favorite in the group. But I mean, you know, there's plenty to go around in the Spice Girls. That's really good. All right, let's go over to Sarah right now. We love this one. Sarah, what was your first concert?
My first concert was actually Poptopia this year.
Poptopia
this year.
Hey, that's a good one. That's a good first one.
We can't hear you very well. But yes, Poptopia this year. Who was your favorite artist?
Shawn Mendes and
Camila Cabello. All right. Yay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Look, Shannon, you read her mind.
I know,
right? You might take over Greg Deeney, Shandini.
Yeah.
Before she said Shawn Mendes, you played the song.
Say no more, girl. You just said Poptopia. I already knew.
All right, we're getting almost, not exclusively, but tons of boy bands. Everybody from NSYNC to the new Kids on the Block. Hanson just popped up.
Hanson, back in the day.
But I got to give an old school... what do you call that? Bombshell guy. A lot of people. Rick Springfield.
Who is that?
Oh my God.
Come on, Chad.
I'm
you
going
know
back to
who
Hanson.
That is. All right, play a little Hanson.
Here, I'll pump it up.
So good. They don't make songs like this no more, man.
Well, they're not making bubblegum music. No, there's not.
No,
we need some bubblegum in our lives.
We need this.
I would love a little bubblegum in my life right now.
For real.
I know.
It would be nice.
You need a little bit of that.
You know what? People make fun of this music, but you can't help but sing, dance, mm-hmm. and be happy when you hear umbop.
Right.
Make fun of it all you want, but that's
fire.
Happy.
This makes me happy. You cannot have enough songs that make you happy, put smiles on your face. You know, where is it? Come on, Hanson. It's time to make a return.
They tried already. They tried about 10 years ago.
I remember.
It didn't work out that well.
I was a part of that.
Sorry, Hanson, it didn't work out.
All right, everybody, keep those coming because we do want to hear about your first concert ever.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
We're talking about things blowing up on Instagram and on social media. The hashtag first concert, that was blowing up big yesterday and today. Also blowing up huge yesterday was the McDonald's Burger King Fest that Donald Trump fed the poor Clemson Tigers. For winning a national championship or a pro championship, you get to go to the White House. And this was their trip. Because of the government shutdown, there was no one there to make them the fancy dinner that comes along with going to the White House. So Donald pulled out his credit card and they bought 300 hamburgers. Mm. From McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King.
They didn't even get Jack in the Crack? No Jack in the Box.
I don't think must have not have been a Jack in the Box next to the White House.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised they didn't get Chick-fil-A, though, because in the South, where Clemson's from, that's like the biggest thing out there.
Here's the thing, though. It's like you go to the White House, you expect to be treated like, you know, special, not food that you can get where you live.
Well, he said that it was either Melania would make them a salad or... to get them fast food. And he said that's what these kids like to eat anyway. So he's giving them what they wanted.
What? No, that's what he wants to eat.
Well, it's kind of gross.
Don't blame
the kids. They were all just sitting there. They were sitting there in boxes. Anyway, check out the picture at Fernando and Greg Instagram. But it's so janky. It's like, I don't know, it's like rain on your wedding day.
Oh, Lord.
It's like... Was your first ride when you've already paid.
Was your first concert a lot of
It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife.
Yeah.
No, it's actually like, you know, your company says, we're throwing a huge party for everybody. And then you find out the next day there's no alcohol.
Well,
I mean, that's what this is like. Like, you're going to the White House, you're having dinner, the White House, and you're going to meet the president, and then you're like... But you're eating Burger King.
Yeah.
It's like a great event.
Here's a Big Mac.
And then they pour a bucket of water on your head.
Nah, that's exactly it.
That's just a shame.
I want to see if any of these players will say anything afterward. I have not seen them tweet or anything like that.
Regardless of how much you love Burger King or McDonald's or any of
that's
the food.
That's not what you eat at the White House.
Exactly.
You better eat a tri-tip steak.
It's not really shading the food itself. It's just where
I want some creamed spinach with my filet mignon.
You want the Rooster Chris Street. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Where's like the House of Prime Rib?
I need a Morton Steakhouse.
And the thing that I found gross about it is they took pictures before the players got there, and they had all the boxes stacked up and stuff. So you know what it's like. If you go to McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's, you might get a burger that you really enjoy when you eat there. You also know that if you go to the one 10 minutes from your house and you wait until you get it home, the fries are soggy.
Gonna be dry.
The burger is like steamed in the box.
Right.
The lettuce is sweaty.
Yeah, so it's been sitting there for an hour and now you want me to eat your Burger King?
Ghetto. Ghetto.
No. Well, you know what he, you know what Trump told him? No, you can have a Coke.
So literally.
He didn't even give him that.
Check out those photos. They were everywhere yesterday. Fernando and Greg. Instagram and the AFC Championship game in Kansas City. You know the saying, they're going to freeze their balls off? They're going to freeze their balls off because it could be the coldest in history. I just looked up, the high for Sunday in Kansas City is 10 degrees. That's the high. The low is 1 degree.
No. Nope.
1 degree.
Oh, my God.
Now, Shan, this is a little test for you to see how you paid attention in school. Fahrenheit, what is freezing?
32.
Correct.
Hey.
So we are 31 degrees below freezing at kickoff.
Isn't this like inhuman conditions?
Inhumane?
Well, yeah. Okay, I didn't pay that close attention in school.
So you did well in temperature class, but...
temperature class?
I don't know where they teach temperatures. Yes, science. There you go.
Yeah.
But in English.
Inhuman. That's inhuman.
Yeah. I did not pay attention
in
science.
They need to resuscitate
them. Anyway, they will have to resuscitate them, as you say. 1 degree, they're going to kick off. It's going to be between 1 and 3 degrees, they say. It will be nighttime because they start at like 6 p.m.
That's
Kansas City time.
Oh, my God. We're at least playing the day. Jesus.
The day before.
Get a little sunlight.
The day before, it's going to snow, and it's going to get to -8. So these players are screwed.
You know what? Can they cancel this? Can they postpone?
If I was Tom Brady, I'd be like, yeah, we've been to Super Bowl a bunch. Y'all can have
it. I ain't going out there.
I'm going to pass. Giselle needs me at home.
Exactly.
That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Wake up!
Fernando and Greg.
Fernando and Greg.
On 99.7 Now.
Anybody remember their umbrella today? Gosh, I hope so.
You know, it's going to be a rainy day all day today, but tomorrow afternoon is when you can expect... Do we have any dramatic music, Shan?
No.
You can expect a... atmospheric river.
Girl.
It's coming. Pray for us, the rest of the country.
Yeah.
Pray for us. I saw hundreds of people died in snowstorms last week in the Midwest.
What are we going to do with this rain?
We're going to have an atmospheric river tomorrow afternoon that could dump in excess of 3 inches of rain in parts of the Bay Area.
Wow.
We are so dramatic here. This is the number one story on SFK. I mean, we are dramatic queens. They're right about one thing. We are queens up in
here.
We
don't have the drainage for it. We can't handle all this water. Everywhere else is like,
that's not everybody else's problem. Like, Get up. Da-da-da-da. Hurricane Harvey is about to hit the Bay Area. They're like, it could be between 1 and 3 inches.
Get ready.
Wow. I better stay home tomorrow. Sorry, can't come to work.
I always say, like, I always watch, like, Channel 7 before I come to work in the morning, and they always have, like, that scale that we've mentioned before, like 1 to 5, like the intensity. I've never seen them go above a 2.
Oh.
I mean, honestly.
Wow. Tomorrow may be the day.
They said it's going to be the worst rain of the whole season. The worst storm
in... It's just funny. When it comes to rain, we are the biggest babies in the Bay Area. I loved this in this. It said... here's a quote from a meteorologist.
Okay.
Even places like Livermore, where you don't usually get heavy rain, will likely receive more than an inch.
Livermore, look out!
Watch out, Livermore!
Livermore!
You're going to get 18 centimeters of rain tomorrow. I don't even know. Yeah. Bye, Livermore!
We'll miss you, Livermore!
Please make sure you move the dogs and cats and the birds inside.
Oh, my goodness.
Livermore. You're going to get inched out tomorrow by this atmospheric river.
I think this is a more appropriate song right now.
Hey. Be scared, everybody. Stay home tomorrow if you can.
Get your umbrella.
Rihanna.